There you go. It's Seaman Dan here on ABC Radio WA from the album from 2012, which was called Sunny Side of Sunny Side, the name of the album, on the sunny side of the street. The track, it's 22 to 5 here on ABC Radio WA. Some of your observations that have been coming through this afternoon, thank you very much for them. We've been asking you what you would ask the Prime Minister. He's in regional Western Australia. Well, he's in Perth at the moment, but throughout the week he's going to be heading to Albany, Busselton and Broome. This text says, I'd like Mr. Turner or Malcolm to address FIFO work practices. How can our tax system allow deductions for FIFO flights and accommodation to mining companies, but to tax people if they're given incentives to live in the town where the mine is? Sam says, I would like Mr. Turnbull to give his definition of the word promise. And this observation just saying, I wish news writers would not use the word tornado or mini tornado in Western Australia on winter storms. Northern suburbs wind damage in Perth was caused by microburst downdraft. They look like tornadoes in damage patterns as they swell at ground level, but they're definitely not a tornado. They need warm air to feed. And they happen when you have summer thunderstorms, not cold winter fronts. Thank you very much. So keep your comments coming through. In a moment, going to look at how our classrooms might look in 20 years' time.
Stand by for retina print identification.
Time. Travel.
Robotic. Thinking. The future. Retina print identification. Complete.
Go to Morris Mizalowski, who is our futurist, who is with us. Hello, Morris.
Hello, Barry.
We're going to look at the future of education, by the way, and indeed even classrooms, whether or not we will have classrooms. Let's assume for a start we do. If we start with technology in the classroom, how do you see that changing in the future?
The technology that we're going to have in the classroom is really going to get behind the scenes. One of the most interesting things that I see in technology for students is what is called learning analytics. And we're getting to a stage in our understanding where we will be able to attach lifelong a piece of technology to a student. I don't mean physically, but I mean a piece of technology that will be able to chart everything that student does in the classroom and everything they do about learning, and be able to assist them to manage their learning. So where they're falling behind, where they're not understanding, to give them additional examples that work for them, call for humans to come and help. And we're going to be able to understand how they think and how they learn and apply very specific activities to that one learner. And that's such a new landscape for us.
Which begs the question about what the role for teachers will be in the future. What do you see that as being?
Oh, extraordinarily important. I do not see a world where physical human teachers are no longer in the classroom. That's a nonsense. None of us want that. But what our teachers will be able to do, and I think what most teachers I speak to have always wanted to do, and that's to work with the students one-on-one in a way that's meaningful to them. They don't necessarily want to do the background work. They don't necessarily want to check up on students. They want to work with them in a joyous manner. So this technology I talk about, for instance, would be able to monitor that Morris has been able to do most of his maths, but this is where he's having a bit of a problem. Everything we've done technologically doesn't work. The teacher can come in at that point, and she or he can work with me one-on-one to help me to understand that issue and help me move forward, and then go on to the next student and the next student.
What about gradings? At the moment, education is done where you're in a year level, you move to you pass, you move to the next year level. If you don't, maybe you repeat the year. How do you see that all working? The way that the whole structure of schooling.
I want to blow it up. If I was the Prime Minister walking around Perth, the first thing I would do is to blow up that system. It doesn't work anymore. It worked really well for the last 100 years. It was an industrial revolution model. We were able to say that these skills were necessary, these skills were important, and we could test people's memory, because that's really what it was, and their ability to be able to know them. But the world our kids are moving to is so uncertain, there is absolutely nothing that is 100% certain. Why are we teaching them, and why are we monitoring them in a way that says that that's true? So what we need to do is to monitor them ongoing, which again this technology will be able to do. We need to open up the assessments. We need to make sure our students are able to demonstrate that they're learning without being shoehorned into just one system of demonstrating that.
My guest is Morris Mizalowski. He's our futurist, and each week we have a look at various things that will be changing. And asking you, what do you think the changes will be in the classroom as we consider what those are? Ian in Kununurra has texted in saying, I know one thing they won't have in the classroom, the cane. It was used regularly on me 30 years ago. Well, I think that's pretty, it's been ruled out of just about all classrooms, I think, at this stage. Morris, what about university? How do you see that evolving?
Yeah, so I'm actually doing a keynote on the future of universities in Sydney in a couple of days, and I'm going to say to all of these illustrious people that run them that they need to put for sale signs up on the universities. That what we don't need anymore is the land, and that's not to say that's important, but it goes beyond the assets. That what we're going to do, I think, in the next couple of decades is move to a global qualification. We have to recognise that today's kids will have at least 6 careers and 40 jobs. We can't train them once anymore for everything. It's got to be on.
So just to clarify that point, you reckon that they will have 40 different careers?
No, 40 different jobs within 6 careers.
Okay. All right, 6 careers seems an awful lot as well, doesn't it? Well, what are the ramifications? If you're assuming that people are going to be having 40 jobs over 6 careers, what are the ramifications for what we teach and the way we teach it?
So again, just to put that into context, I'm talking about a world where we extend our life to 100 and 100 and beyond, and where we work uncomfortably for many now to 80 and 90. It's just going to be necessary. So what we need to teach our kids is, yes, foundational work. I'm really not against the 3 hours. I'm not against them doing a foundational university, but we can't say to them this is all there is, because they'll need to learn ongoing. I think we need to go back and really hone in on the human traits, what I call the 3 C's. We need to give, yes, all the instruction about that profession, but apart from that, so that they can constantly evolve, we need to teach them to collaborate with others, because they're always now going to be working with people, physically, digitally, time zones, all kinds of things. We're going to have to teach them to be creative, because everything they do now will have to come with a sense of creativity. Is it right? How can we change it? How might it evolve? And the third and most important one is teach them really good, solid, robust communication skills, verbal, written, digital, all kinds of skills, because they will have to make their opinions and their voices heard in ways that we've never allowed them to do it before.
Just to finish off, Morris, we keep hearing about how we live in a global society. What about global qualifications? Where does that fit in what you think the future might hold?
I think we have to have them within 10 or 15 years. It just doesn't make sense anymore that we accredit people to work in Western Australia but not in Victoria. That we can give somebody an Australian qualification but they can't go to America. Now, I understand we will need to do regionalisation and top-ups. That makes sense. But surely the qualification, the underlying necessity to do it and the skill to do it should be the same. So I think we're going to get very close to it. We already have the baccalaureate, which is a VCE Year 12 equivalent. We just need to get further along.
Okay, Morris, appreciate that. Always good to have a chat.
Look forward to the next one.
Cheers. Morris Mizalowski, which is a VCE